This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and with us, the duo Black and Tan, also known as Jason Sewell and Christy Hall. Welcome.
Thanks. Hi. Welcome. I mean, good to be here.
The reason that we asked you to be, well, several reasons we asked you to be here. One, we think you're both immensely talented.
Yes.
Aw.
We're going to better you up first.
That's right. And also, you're part of a Comedians of Northwest Arkansas show.
That's right.
So you must be funny.
Christy?
Sometimes.
The thing is, with Black and Tan, we think we're funny, and as long as we're making each other laugh, we just hope that other people will follow suit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If people haven't seen Black and Tan, there's a chance they've seen either or both of you in doing any number of things. You're in Fun Bags, which is the improv group.
Mm-hmm.
Digging Up Arkansas.
Yeah, we're both in Digging Up Arkansas.
Which tours the state, tells the story of Arkansas.
That's absolutely. Elementary or third to fifth grade play about Arkansas history.
And in other various productions. And
Christy, aren't you going to be in a T2 thing coming up?
Yeah, I'll be in The Fall of the House, in written by Bob Ford and directed by Kevin Christopher Fox. It will be coming out in April?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from April to May 6th. So.
She was also just in a Ceramic Cow production of Nonsense 2.
Nonsense 2,
yeah. That's right. Now, how did Black and Tan happen?
Well, Black and Tan happened kind of during this touring show that we're in, Digging Up Arkansas.
Yeah.
I guess it was just us in our, you know, there's a lot of downtime, especially this past spring when we were on the road touring the show all over the state, and we had a lot of time just to sit around and mm-hmm. piddle on our guitars and talk, and we ended up just kind of
making up songs that made each other laugh.
Yeah.
So that became it. We started out, though, wasn't it like someone needed a musical?
Oh, that's right.
Card.
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
I just thought about that.
I'll tell you this random story that I got. This person called me from Minnesota randomly one day.
Someone you did not know?
Did not know this person. And I thought, that's an interesting phone number. Maybe somebody wants me for talent work or something. Maybe I've hit the big time. Turned out it was this lady in Minnesota. And she needed a singing telegram for her sister, who works at Arvest Bank on the Bentonville Square. And she was turning, I believe, 60. It was one of those monumental birthdays, mm-hmm. monumental years. And so I said, she just kind of like was like, hey, I hear that you'll just kind of do anything. So I was like, okay, where's this going? And she wanted me to go in and just sing a song, singing telegram, and kind of embarrass or sing in front of all her coworkers at Arvest Bank. And so I said, sure, I'll do it. You know, no problem. I'll come up with something. So immediately I called my friend Christy, and I said, Christy, what can we do for, I can't remember her name.
Patty,
thank you.
Yeah.
What can we do for Patty? And so we ended up writing a song specifically for Patty in her 50th birthday. We showed up that day dressed like
Grim Reapers, sort
zombies.
Of? Zombie Grim Reapers.
Zombie Grim Reapers, telling her that we were, you know, we were from the grave, we were from the beyond, and she was going to join us very soon, but not yet.
And this is inside the bank lobby?
This was inside the bank lobby. So we showed up dressed as zombies, playing guitars and singing a birthday song to Patty.
Was there any conversation before you went in, we're going into a bank where there's possibly security, and we're going to be dressed as zombies? Did anyone?
Well, before, our plan was to dress as robbers, so it's a good thing we changed our mind.
Plan one was to dress as bank robbers.
It's old school bank robbers. It would have been a terrible idea.
With, like, the black stocking?
Yeah, and the striped shirts.
Striped shirts.
We were going to be ridiculous, but we thought that would be the worst idea.
Yeah.
No, not much thought went into it. We put the makeup on while we were driving there in the car.
Yep. And she gave me an awesome scar while we were driving,
and we were
so makeup can do crazy things.
We just walked right in with our guitars and did it.
So the first Black and Tan show was a one song performance at Arvest on the Bentonville Square.
Yeah
absolutely. That was our first public performance, and since then we decided, hey, they kind of liked that, what if we do this, you know, more often? So kind of where we was our jumping off point.
Now, did you guys know each other before going on tour?
We met during Digging Up Arkansas.
Yeah,
really.
That's how we met. We were helping Mike Thomas to figure out our characters and help him write it. And we were always around each other, me and Jason and Jules. We kind of became friends really fast.
Those are the three actors in the show, right. Digging Up Arkansas, yeah.
We became friends real fast. We were always just hanging out. So.
And because that show particularly involved so much music, we always had our guitars on us or whatever. So whenever there was downtime, we were, you know, being silly in the corner.
Yeah.
You both have guitars.
Mm-hmm.
One is 12-string, one is 6-string. Mm-hmm. Does that mean the 12-string is twice as good as the 6-string?
Not at all.
I think the guitar player might be better.
You just push 2 strings at a time. It's really easy.
It looks impressive, though, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going for. Sometimes, as in the case of that first show at Our Best Bank, Christy actually played the banjitar.
I played the banjitar then. So I don't always play the guitar, but...
Which is a
banjo guitar.
Yes. As the name would suggest.
Yes. I was going to be shocked if it was something else.
Right.
A mandolin.
Which is
and
actually a mandolin,
or something.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh. Could we get a sample of Black and Tan?
Sure.
So, Jason.
Hey.
Have you ever wondered what animals are thinking?
I wonder that all the time when I see animals, like, hanging out. I'm like, yeah. What's that animal saying to that animal?
Like, whenever a dog will, like, cock its head to the side.
Yeah, and you're
what
like,
is that?
What are you thinking right now?
Like,
yeah.
Well, I was thinking it one day, so much so that I wrote a song about it.
You... I thought you might have.
Yeah, I do that. I do that from time to time.
It's good.
So this is my song about animals, and please, like, just catch on and join in. It's,
oh, you know I will.
I know. All right.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bear. I just want a hug, 'cause I'm a bear.
I knew bears were thinking that.
Yeah, I'm a bear. Please give me a hug, 'cause I'm a bear. Don't you run away. I just want to hug you today, 'cause I'm a bear.
They're so friendly looking.
Well, I'm an owl.
Right.
Let me live in your tree, 'cause I'm an owl.
That's where they live, mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm an owl. Just want to live in your tree, 'cause I'm an owl. Mother Nature's peeping time, watching you sleep all night long, 'cause I'm an owl.
Yes, good one.
Well, I'm a giraffe.
Oh, giraffes, yeah.
Let me help you out, I'm a giraffe. Yeah, I'm a giraffe. Just wanna help you out, I'm a giraffe. I said giraffes don't ask for much, they just wanna help you reach tall stuff, 'cause they're giraffes.
They're so friendly and
they are
long-necky. Hey, let me try one. I think I got the hang of it.
Go for it.
All right. Let me think of it. Well, I'm a raccoon. I just want to break into your house, 'cause I'm a raccoon.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a raccoon. I just want to break into your house, 'cause I'm a raccoon. I might steal all your knives and probably ruin your life, 'cause I'm a raccoon.
Jason, you always take things a little too
far. Is
that far.
Just a little dark?
It's a little dark.
Oh.
Not into that.
I think that's what raccoons are thinking, though.
Now it is.
They're like, we have thumbs. Let's cause danger and havoc. Let's mess up some stuff.
It is. Trash can.
It's true.
They seem to be just about the most hedonistic animals, too.
They are.
Right?
Yeah. Just laying it out in your garbage.
Yeah.
Just like,
because you look at them, they look back at you like, what?
Yeah.
You got a problem with this?
Look at my eyes.
What did you expect?
Look at these rings. You look like I care.
I'm like a born bandit. Look at me.
Look at me.
So how long did it take you guys to come up with your name once you decided you were going to do this?
No time.
A few seconds.
A few seconds.
Oh.
How did that? It was because of our guitars, I think. Yeah.
Well, we say it was.
We say it was, but I really don't know what it was.
No.
But the black and tan is because that's the color of your guitars.
We found a reason after we found the name, I think.
We thought the name was clever.
It is clever.
And then we realized that our guitars were similar colors to the name that we had called our band.
Like, oh, how convenient.
Yeah. So I hope these guitars never break or ruin in any way. Then we'd be like, hey, we're tan and tan. Not as fun. And so we'll be there on Friday night, and would love an audience there to see us. We're also going to open for Fun Bags on Saturday. So,
oh, wow.
Very next day, we'll be playing just a few songs to open the show in the same location. It's a very comedy-filled weekend at the UARC Bowl Ballroom.
There's a lot of comedy going on there lately.
Yeah, it's good.
And then you'll be on stage Saturday with the Fun Bags, too,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah, we'll be performing as improvers ourselves. So that'll be a lot of fun. We always have a good time doing that.
Does the improvising help you with these songs?
Yes.
So much.
Yes.
Like whenever we'll forget a lyric, we just make something else up.
And we know each other so well from having done so many things together that we can just do in a glance. And I know she's saying to me, I have forgotten the entire verse. Please come in and help me sing this.
Likewise, do you have looks when you can look over and, oh, she's got something really good and it's time for me to...
Yes, she has something to say. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I look at Jason, I'm like, Jason's going to say something ridiculous. Please let him say that ridiculous thing.
And you were asking about the improvising, too, and part of our show, which I'm not sure it comes across when we're just playing, is our, our banter between the songs, which, you know, is always very well thought out. Very scripted.
We are the king and queen of the awkward segue. We just,
it's because our songs are in no way related to each other, so we have to try to find some common ground, which doesn't exist, really.
Well, if your guitars ever change color, you could change your name to the King and Queen of the Awkward Segue. Yeah.
There you go.
It's
almost an album title.
Yeah,
that should be our album title.
Yes. Look for it in stores soon. Black and tan. The King and Queen of the Awkward Segue. Yeah.
Just have to think of what rhymes with segue, and you're ready to go.
As Christy thinks about this.
And we're stumped.
Christy Hall and Jason Sewell are together Black and Tan, part of the Fun Bags. You'll be Friday night as part of the Northwest Arkansas Comedy Show. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night also at the UARC Ballroom with Fun Bags opening up and on stage.
Yes, come see us.
Thank you. And if anybody has a suggestion of something, a subject that they should write a song about, they can always just send it to our Facebook page.
Yes, Facebook.
Yeah, we'll write a song about anything.
Yes, we're at facebook.com/OzarksAtLarge.
Thank you both.
Thank you.